Hi there, Elise Dewsbury here from New Musicals Inc. with another installment of my vlog, How to Get No Feedback from Elise. And I wanted to talk just briefly today about tense, T-E-N-S-E. Please not past is what I'm going to say about this. I encourage you to take a look at your writing when you're working on scenes and on your outline. And if you find that your characters are speaking in the past tense, this happened, that happened, they're coming in to talk about things that happened. If there's a lot of past tense happening, then I would encourage you to re-examine that and rethink that, because that tends to lead to, the dreaded showing instead of telling. And we want to, sorry, can't believe I did that backwards. Telling instead of showing. We want to show. We want to show the audience a story. We don't want to tell them a story. And past tense, by, just by definition, you're telling a story if you're telling it in past tense because you're saying this happened, then this happened, then this happened, but it's all happened. It's all past tense. If there's a way that you can make that moment happen in front of us in real time, in present tense, it will activate the moment and make it much more interesting for us as an audience. Now, I would admit that you cannot, probably can't get through an entire show without using any past tense or any telling. It's very, very hard because there's a lot of backstory and exposition that has to happen, and some of it is just going to happen that way. But you want to limit that as much as you possibly can and always keep pushing yourself and asking. Instead of having some character come in and tell some character about a decision they made or an event that just happened or a confrontation or a conflict or something that happened off stage in the past, can you instead activate that moment and have that moment happen in front of us so we as an audience get to enjoy it in real time and in present tense? So that is my admonition to you today. Beware of past tense to see if you can avoid it as much as humanly possible and activate everything and put it in the present tense. Okay, thanks, and see you next time, and toodaloo.